most famous chazal in this week's parsha, Zayis HaTayra Adam Kiyamas Ba'oyel. The Gemara in Brachas tells us that the only one who will truly be Zelch and Torah is someone who's Meimis Atzmola, someone who kills himself over Torah. To kill himself over Torah. What exactly does that mean? Why is that important? And what does it tell us practically about our own Amelis B'Torah, where we also have to be realistic, that we're made of Basar V'dam. And there's a mitzvah v'chai b'hem, v'lo she'yamos b'hem. But what are Chazal bringing out? So Nesiv HaShalom has an amazing expression in Chelek Aleph, Nesiv HaShalom, in regards to in Mitzvah's Torah. He has a very, very simple formulation. What exactly is Avodas HaTorah? His formulation is the following. He says that when it comes to Torah, he says there are two parts. There's mitzvahs, and then there's Torah itself. And the relationship between mitzvahs and Torah works in the following way. He says mitzvahs are to Torah like the guf is to the neshama. The way the guf is to the neshama, that's a relationship between the two. He writes on page Kuf Samach, Va'abir b'zeh, K'moysha adam yesh bay harkovas guf neshama, u'bistaklus ha'neshama einlun shum chiyus. Just like we are a compilation of both our bodies and neshama, and without it, we don't have any chiyus. K'mokein ha'mitzvahs heim taryag evare v'gidei adam. Mitzvahs correspond to a person's limbs. Avla atayra hi nishmasai. Shebeli limud v'yegiyas atayra ein lois chus kiyum. So, mitzvahs, if you will, are what defines a Jew in his ramach evarim in his shesagidim. And we know that the tarig mitzvahs are mechuvan to the ramach evarim in shesagidim. But without Torah behind it, some use the mashal, that the gvil, the parchment of the sefer of a sefer Torah, is what holds the letters, and the letters are correspond to every single Jew, that responds to the guf of every yid. But behind it is something is amelus b'Torah. In Kainim Advarim says in the Nesiv HaShalom, we understand the yisod, just to understand the depth, not only in practical terms. For sure, it's in practical terms as well, but we understand the depths of what does it mean that Adam is supposed to be meimis atzmo, that a person is supposed to deprive himself. Because at the end of the day, the component of Torah that corresponds to a person is the bechina of neshama. And if a person is not mevatel his yeshus, he's not mevatel something in his chomrius, so then he's not connecting to the Bechina Neshama Shebo. He could excel in the Taryag Mitzvahs. He could even excel in Asher Kidshonim and Mitzvahs of Itzivan Ulasoik B'divrei Sarah, in the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. But in the part of Asher Bachar Bonu Mikol Amim, the Neshama of Klal Yisrael, the Neshama of every Yid, the only way he could do it is if he's Meimis Atzma Aleha. So that's the way, if you will, in the metaphysics. That's the metaphysics of this idea of Adam Kiyomus Ba'al. And maybe we could add to what the Nesiv HaShalom said, that the truth is, and the Torah Tamim already stops that in his Perish Al HaTorah, that really the parasha starts in a different way. It starts Zayis Chukas HaTorah. Parasha starts Zayis Chukas HaTorah. And then the parasha of Paraduma ends Zayis HaTorah Adam Ki Yomus Ba'ayam. So what you have are two halachas. Number one, you have Zayis Chukas HaTorah, and the Paraduma represents Shleimus. And that's the shleimus of the guf, of the material world. And not only shleimus, we're not talking about shleimus of the material world of a Ferrari or a mansion and so on and so forth. That's not what we're talking about. What we're talking about is the shleimus ha-guf, the shleimus ha-mitzvahs. That's zayis chukas ha-Torah, and that's represented in the para-aduma, that's mamish shalem, ha-shalo al-al. And then you have another bechina after that of zayis ha-Torah, not chukas ha-Torah, not the chukim, not the ramach evarim, the shesagidim, the science that makes the body work, the science that makes
the body, the spiritual body of the person that works, but then there's the neshama shebo, which is amelus b'tayra. And to be matzliach in that, a person has to connect to the bechina of neshama, and that requires him to be mevatel a certain amount of his yeshus to be able to be konetar. Because without it, he could excel in asher kitchon slice of tzivanu. He could excel a prate pratim. But this bechina of connecting to the neshama, so then he chaschul will fail. And how happy I was today that Rav Nevenzal Shlita in his shmuz in yeshiva said that he thinks Zayis HaTayra Adam Ki Yomus Baal fits into the Pshat HaMikra in Parsha Chukas. Because what is the whole Parsha of opening Parsha of Parsha Chukas? The Parsha is the moment that you remove the guf from the neshama, or the neshama from the guf, is the moment in which Tumah comes. So what are Chazal saying? Chazal are saying, if a person lives only b'b'chinas haguf, and we're arguing al pi avoida, that you could live b'b'chinas haguf, even being mekayin in the Taryag mitzvahs. But if a person doesn't devote a yeshus of being mevatel, not only to the mitzvahs, where a person just is shalem with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah, is devoted, his neshama is devoted to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah, so then that person remains incomplete. And that means a certain histalkus from his yeshus and a commitment to Talmud Torah. You know, in the yeshivas, there is a big discussion. And I happen to be, myself, someone who, I think there is room to analyze that boys learning just Nashim and Nezikin all of the, you know, their entire lives. I have someone I'm very close with who's in his fourth, fifth cycle of learning Nashim and Nezikin. And I have a shtickle taina. I have a shtickle taina that you need to know halacha, and that Torah, the Dalet Chelkei Shulchan Aruch are very, very broad. For sure, Lasukia Shmaitzel Ibed Hilchah, so that there's no excuse for. For sure, Lasukia. If you work on a sugya for a week, and then you not to look up how not only how the Rambam paskins, but how you paskin Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, and if it's an Aruch Chaim, for sure. But there is a value to pure Torah Lishma, as the Nefesh HaChaim describes, where the commitment is just simply to be mechaveh la emes HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah with no cheshbon except trying to be mitzaref to the das elyon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's a popular song today? Yesh ba Torah koyach elyon lahashiv nafesh. To tap into that koyach elyon, it's going beyond this bechina of the ramach evarim and the shesa agidim, the guf of what it means to be a yid. And that's where a person, there's no other cheshbonos, just to be connected to this das elyon. I'm using the lashon nefesh hachaim. There's no place else in the world, except for here, in the batei midrashim of Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Laaretz, where there's a commitment for emes, just to be megala emes. There's no other goal whatsoever. But that requires, that bechina of neshama requires the ability for a person to throw himself in at himself. So that's where I think the minig of the yeshivas, that it's that even to glorify those yunim that are not halacha l'maisa, even though myself, I spend a lot of time in my day learning halacha l'maisa v'chulei v'chulei, and I think a yid has to know and so on. But to understand where it started from, that's where it starts from, in Shar Dal Nefesh HaChaim. And that's something that I think we need to make a cheshbon nefesh. Are we part of that pursuit? Are you that part of that pursuit, of that connection to the Nishmas HaTorah, which is connected to Nishmas HaAdam? And then there's another part. And that is the Pshuto Kimashmo, the pure meaning of what it means for a person to be Moser, his guf, to be able to be connected to this Neshama. Start the following way. Yodua. The well-known story is brought down in the Sefer Chut HaMeshulash that the Chassam Sofer had a boy that came to speak with him in learning in the yeshiva, and the Chassam Sofer was actually opposed to the majority who didn't want to take the boy because they felt the boy was very weak. And the Chassam Sofer said that at the end of the day, it's the boys who have the Mesiris Nefesh for Talmud Torah, the boys that become most matzliach. And we see this, I'm saying Dvarim Pshutim, Dvarim Yiduim, The Mesillas Yesharim says it's those things that require the most chizuk. I think that's something that a person needs to remind themselves, and that is that it's the people who are meimas atzma aleim are the people who are most matzliach in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. And that's something that we have to remind ourselves in Parashas Chukas. It's not only about doing it right, and Zos Chukas HaTorah, at the end of the day, it's not a question of whether you know the shir, you don't know the shir. But it's also this bechina, the two bechinas, that Zos Chukas HaTorah, for sure you have to know the shir. For sure you got to do Nu Chazar, and for sure the Mishnah has to be Sedura Lefanecha, v'chulei v'chulei. But at the end of the day, Zos HaTorah, not just Chukas HaTorah, the bechinas Neshama Shabbai, is something that's deeper and something that's even greater. And what Rosh Chasam Sofer is describing was modeled by Gedolei Torah, you know, throughout the years. I tell the Talmidim all the time, we speak about the Mesiras Nefesh. I mean, they say that your Rosh Yeshiva here, Zatzal, Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitz, they say that when Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitz used to learn, they say that in Mir used to be freezing cold. And when Reb Chaim used to learn, he used to start in the Beis Medrash. You see how lucky you are here in Yerushalayim HaKadosh with air conditioning. To be in Yerushalayim HaKadosh with air conditioning, if you would have told our great, all right, so here there's not so much on, okay, but in the Beis Medrash it is. So if you would tell your great-great-grandparents that you would learn, if you could go back in time, call them up and tell them that you're learning in Yerushalayim in a beautiful Beis Medrash with air conditioning, and tell them what you ate for lunch and what you ate for supper, they wouldn't believe you. The tragedy of it is they would say, must be a Mashiach came. What we're zeichet to without the Gilui Shechina is mind-boggling. And Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitz was sitting in Mir and it was freezing cold. So he used to sit with his coat. Reb Chaim's power of concentration was so intense, he used to sweat. By the end of the day, in the freezing cold Beis Medrash, Reb Chaim usually would, by the end, was sitting only in his tzitzit kanfus and his undershirt. That intensity, that adam kiyem, meimas atzma. Now, there is a taz. The taz in Evin Ezer in Simen Chof Hei. I mentioned this Talmidim in the past. Some of the Talmidim here might have already heard this from me. That the taz says, astira. That the Rambam tells us, that the Rambam in one place says, that, quotes this Maimar Chazal, Adum Kiyomis Ba'oyel, only if someone's Meimis Atzma Aleha, and the Rambam there says, you have to be Monea, Mi Sheina, Achila, Vishti, V'chula. Yet in another place, the Rambam tells us, in Hilchos Deyas, the way in which a person is supposed to act, the Rambam says that a person is supposed to get a certain amount of sleep, the Rambam says, actually, a nice number of hours of sleep. So Stira asks the Taz, which one is it? Like the drasha that we're talking about tonight, or the way the Rambam says in Hilchos Deyos. Now Taz gave an answer. I always thought the Taz's answer was beautiful. But not only is the Taz's answer beautiful, it's mamish, the ganze vort in Chasidus that we're saying right now. And that is the following. Says the Taz like this. The Taz says, it all depends. Most of the world, and you and I are like this, I should speak for myself, I won't speak for you, the alarm clock rings in the morning and we want to sleep a little bit more. So Taz says, the world wants to sleep longer than you have to sleep. The world wants to eat, for sure, more than we need to eat. And it wants to eat things that are not necessary for a person to eat. B'chulei. The Rambam is telling us, so if a person is eating and he's sleeping to be able to understand the Torah the best he can, and he's not sleeping too much, then of course it's mutter. What's someone who's meimis atzma ba'olal? He doesn't sleep and eat just to indulge. But, says the Taz, the moment that you're sleeping too little, this is such an important insight for second and third year boys, often they're stuck in this. The moment he's sleeping too little, so that his quality of Torah goes down, he's eating too little, his quality of Torah goes down, then it's no longer Adam Ki Amas Ba'ayam. That's a Taz. So I always thought that was great Taz, just to, in Simcha Chafei and Eben Ezer, to give the boys Hadracha, what's the right balance. But now what we're saying, Al Derech Havoida, the Taz is beautiful, Al Derech Havoida as well. Do you think that the Nesiv Shalom is not aware that there is a goof? Of course! He said there is a guf and there is a neshama. There's both. One is Zayis Chukas HaTayra, the other is Zayis HaTayra. There's a Murkav, we are a compilation of two things. We're a combination and a compilation of these two things, of Guf and Neshama. And what the Taz is saying is as follows, it's beautiful now. What the Taz is saying is, this Bechina of Zayis HaTayra, of being Meimis Atzma Allah, is where a person allows for his neshama to go through. What was the pshat that we said before? We said that in order for a person's guf to have a chelik in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah, that was the way Rav Nevinzal said it. The way in which a person's guf has a chelik in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah is the moment in which he's mevatel a little to connect to the neshama shel Torah. So then the neshama and the guf become one. Then the zayis chukas hatayra and the zayis hatayra become one. That's the oimik of what the Taz is saying. So what does this mean in practical avodah? Most of my talmidim here have already mastered this even better than me in terms of this harkavas haguf and the neshama. But it requires also a cheshbon hanefesh. It requires a cheshbon hanefesh. Not only have I struck the right balance, and Baruch Hashem, so many of you have, you also have to ask yourself, even if I've struck the right balance, am I really being meimisatz? Am I really sweating the way Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, his dugma, the model of the way Reb Chaim Shmulevitz sweat? Again, we're not going to become Reb Chaim Shmulevitz overnight. Not going to become Reb Nevinzal overnight. Not going to become Reb Chaim of Brisk overnight. But as a compass. So when I'm sitting and learning, now that I've found this appropriate balance, am I being mashkia? Am I throwing myself in that I'm throwing my neshama into it? Or am I being yoytzezayim? Now we go back to this tragedy that I spoke about before. There's no doubt in my mind that our great-great-grandparents would believe that it has to be that Mashiach had come, and it wouldn't make sense to them because everything that we have smacks of the chitzonius of the Geula Asida. But what's missing in ourselves is sometimes the Pnimiyah Shabbat. That Neshama Shabbat. And it's still missing, that Geula is still missing. And the moment that our chitzonius matches up with our pnimius, the moment in which the neshama shabai flowers as much as the guf shabai of Torah, the moment the zayis chukas hatayra becomes one with the zayis hatayra of Adam ki yomus ba'ayel, is a moment of his man of gilui shechina. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us the kayach and the siyata d'shmaya to move up a notch, just one small notch, slowly. We're riding on the shoulders of giants. But one small notch, and then Be'ezer Hashem, then we could really, really reach that next stage in Avodas Hashem. Be'ezer Hashem bizocha to Emesa Kabbalas HaTorah, and then that this summer should be zocha to a real Gilui Kfar HaShechinah.